guys, it's Sonia, and welcome back to the You Are Blossoming podcast, where we talk about spirituality, self-betterment, and all of the things that actually matter in life. I hope you guys are having a great start to your week. Today's episode is going to be one that's going to make you feel good and align you with the frequency that you need to be in order to attract abundance. But before we get into today's episode, I do have a quick life update that I want to share with you. Last week, I found out that I won a 4-page spread to be in Fort Lauderdale Fashion Week magazine. I am so eternally grateful and super excited for this opportunity. I want to thank every single one of you who took the time to vote for me, shared my post in your stories. It really, really means the absolute world to me, and I'm super excited to make waves in the fashion industry and represent for the petite girls out there and show the industry that us petite girls can model too. Today's episode really correlates with this win that I received because I really changed my mindset at the beginning of the year. The reason why I changed my mindset is to attract more abundance and to attract opportunities. And that's how you attract these things. It's all about your mindset. So I'm going to share with you 3 steps on how to attract more abundance, and these are the steps that I took for me to receive the opportunities that I've received throughout my career. To jump right in, we're going to start talking about gratitude. And yes, I know it sounds cliche, but gratitude is everything. When you're grateful for the things that you have in your present moment, it opens you up and helps you align with whatever it is that you want to attract. Because when you're grateful for what you already have, you feel as though you don't need anything else. And this aligns you with the frequency and the high vibration of an abundant mindset. When we're constantly thinking, oh, like, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, we're putting this feeling of lack out into the universe. And remember, as I always say, like attracts like. When you are grateful for the things that you already have and you already feel abundant, that means you are abundant and you're aligning with the frequency of abundance. Being in the here and now helps you form that gratitude within. When you're grateful, you're happy and you're open and you're connected to the highest version of you. When you connect with your highest self, abundance finds its way to you because you're open to receive. That's why it's so important to practice gratitude every single day, even for the little things, like being able to wake up in a bed, a comfortable bed every single morning, and having the ability to go treat yourself to a cup of coffee or a nice chai. When we really think about the little things that we have in our day-to-day, it helps us just be in that state of mind, that happy state of mind, because when you're happy, you're free-flowing, and when you're free-flowing, you're open to receiving the things that you desire, and that's why gratitude is so important. Affirmations are an amazing way to practice gratitude, and the key to affirmations is truly believing the things that you are saying to yourself. You can't just say these affirmations and not feel and connect with them, because if you are, then you're just saying these words. You have to actually feel them, believe them, and do them. I gathered 3 affirmations that I think would really help those who are struggling with practicing gratitude and finding the abundance in their life, and I sourced these 3 affirmations from healingbrave.com. The first one is, I am learning to be grateful for what I have while being excited for what has yet to come. I am grateful now, and that is keeping the door open for more blessings. I fully accept the joy that wants to surface in my life, and I accept it now in gratitude. These are perfect affirmations for you to say to yourself every morning if you may feel that you're struggling with finding that happiness within you. Everyone has experienced happiness before. It's a feeling that we can tap into. You just have to find it. the way that these affirmations are written out, it's almost as if it's setting you up to feel this feeling of excitement and this feeling of gratitude because you are telling your mind, your subconscious mind, these things. So when you do that, you start to truly embody it and feel it and believe it, and then it becomes your reality. One video that I'm sure so many of you have probably seen is the interview with J.Lo and Oprah. Recently, my cousin and I were talking about this affirmation, and this is an affirmation that she likes to use. I'm open and receptive to all the goodness and abundance the universe has to offer. When you tell yourself that you're open and that you're receptive to these things, you're telling yourself that, hey, I am open to receive good. I am open and worthy to receive the blessings that the universe has for me. But you really have to tell yourself these things and feel these things in order for them to happen. Practicing gratitude really aligns you with the feeling of joy, happiness, and love. When you do this, it makes room for more joy, more happiness, and more love to enter your space. Practice, practice, practice gratitude. I'm telling you, we've heard it once before and we're going to hear it forever. Gratitude is everything. If you don't have gratitude, then you're probably feeling a little lost in life. Next up is to change your mindset and your perspective. Perspective shifts are so important because you allow yourself to view things in your situation differently. Perspective and gratitude go hand in hand. If you have a positive mindset, you're gonna have gratitude. But if you are acting from a place of lack, from a place of fear, you're not gonna be grateful for the things that you have because you're operating in this negative frequency. Gratitude is on a high frequency. Lack is on a low frequency. The best way to acknowledge your thoughts is to journal. Write them down so you can physically see with your eyes what's going on in your head. Releasing the thoughts and having them somewhere to be allows you to truly see what they are. Now, I want you to ask yourself this. Are these thoughts facts or are they just thoughts? More than likely, they're just thoughts. We have a million thoughts running through our minds every single day, and it doesn't mean that those thoughts are actually true. Which is why understanding why you feel the way that you feel is so important. And like I said, the best way to truly see that is when it's written down on a piece of paper in front of you. You don't even have to write it down. You could type it if you're more into that. There's really so many ways that you can understand your feelings in order for you to change your perspective and reprogram your mind. Releasing the thoughts and having them somewhere to be other than in your brain allows you to truly see what they are. So ask yourself, what can I do to change this negative thought or feeling into a positive one? If you're feeling like, oh, I don't want to wake up today, I just want to lay in bed all day because I'm sad. Well, if that's how you're feeling, what can you do to make you excited to wake up? You know, maybe you start having a morning routine that you are actually excited about. You wake up, you drive to your favorite coffee shop, you get yourself a nice iced coffee or an iced chai, whatever you're into, and you start your day by doing something that you're actually looking forward to. When you do that, you align yourself with that frequency of being excited to do something. That's why it's important to really realize your thoughts, analyze them, and see how you can change your perspective into a positive one. What are the action steps that you can take to have a more abundant, positive mindset? When you do these exercises to understand your thoughts and feelings, this allows you to reframe and reprogram your mind. There is always a solution, and we have to remember that. But we have to be open to them and willing and strong enough to find the solutions and embrace them because we choose to feel the way that we do. we choose to think the way that we do. So why not approach your feelings and your thoughts with a more positive perspective? When you do this, you allow yourself to open up and be more receptive to things because you're not being so close-minded. Having an open, free-flowing perspective benefits you in so many situations. You're able to meet new people, you're able to learn new things, and most importantly, you're able to attract more abundance. When you have a positive, open mindset, that makes way for more positive things to come into your life. The third and final step is to realize your potential. You have the power to believe in yourself. As long as you believe in you, nothing can stop you. And as long as you believe you're worthy of abundance, abundance comes to you, which goes back to changing your perspective. Remember, all three of these things go hand in hand with each other. Having gratitude, changing your perspective and your mindset, and realizing your potential. When you realize your potential, you're changing your mindset and you're reprogramming your mind to think, wow, I can actually do this. I can actually attract good things into my life if I think that and if I truly feel that way. You have to believe in order for things to truly align and fall into place for you. The secret to success is you. The secret to success is believing that you can and that you will. For instance, when I did Fashion Week, you know, I was a little afraid to put myself out there, but I told myself, I believe in me, and I know that what I'm doing is a good thing, and that if I truly believe in my potential to soar and make waves in this industry, I'm going to do that. And guess what? I did. I walked in 5 fashion shows. I landed a 4-page spread in a magazine. The reason why I'm telling you this, if I can do this by just changing my mindset, by just believing in myself, you can too. You can attract all the abundance that you desire into your life if you truly do the work and the exercises for you to get there. You just have to believe in yourself. You have to take a chance on yourself. You have to step out of your comfort zone. All of the successful people in the world will tell you that the power of believing in their potential is what kept them going, is what gave them the motivation to keep going. When you believe in you, this ignites the fire and the motivation with your passion to truly succeed at whatever it is that you desire the most, which in turn attracts abundance. It's a cycle. Gratitude, changing your perspective, and really believing that you have the potential, realizing that you have the potential. That's why they say, if I can do it, you can do it. Everyone has potential. It's just, what do you do to harness that potential? What inspired action are you going to take to achieve the potential that you know that you have within you? A really great episode that I did a while back, it's episode 11, is try these hacks to become magnetic as fuck, okay? There are ways for you to hack your brain into thinking that you have the most potential in the world to be the best version of you. So if you're interested, look back on that episode after you listen to this one. It's gonna make you feel good. It's gonna pump you up and give you the confidence to truly believe and become magnetic to the things that you desire. Because again, like attracts like. The things that you think is the things that are going to come to you. If you think that you are abundant, if you feel that you are abundant, more abundance is going to come to you. You just have to do the work. In today's day and age, it is so possible for you to find the resources and to really put in the work to better yourself every single day. I know sometimes it's hard. Trust me, I've been there. I wish I could have told myself the things that I knew back then. But you know what? I know these things now. Now you know these things. And you have the opportunity to truly better yourself, to truly step into your own magical power that you have, that you possess within you, to really take yourself to the next level. To wrap up this episode, I'm going to pull an affirmation card. Let's see what affirmation Spirit wants you to affirm today, this week, or whenever you're listening to this episode. After a few shuffles, this card flew out and it absolutely resonates with what we just spoke about. Instead of worrying about the future, I know all is well when I'm aligned in the moment. This goes back to gratitude. Having gratitude within the moment, within your present time, really taking in the present moment, that is what's going to align you with your highest self. That is what's going to align you with more abundance, because you have to be in your present state of mind in order for you to truly be grateful, in order for you to truly change your perspective, and in order for you to reach your highest potential. You can't project yourself in the future. You can't live in the past and worry about the things that you once did or worry about the things that are going to come. You have to be in that present moment. And when you're in that present moment, that's when the magic happens. That's when you align with the abundant energy that you want to reside in. But it's up to you. So again, instead of worrying about the future, instead of dwelling on the past, know that all is well when you're aligned in the moment. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. This episode really pumped me up to truly attract abundance and to align with my highest self. And so I hope that this episode made you feel good and inspires you to take that inspired action to really feel and know what gratitude means and what gratitude means in your day-to-day life. Remember, it's just the little things that we have to be grateful for. And when you're grateful for the little things, more amazing big things can make way into your reality. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share it in your story. Tag me at Sonia X Singh and at You Are Blossoming. I'd love to see who's listening to the podcast and who I'm helping. It honestly makes my day that you allow me into your space for a few minutes out of your week to just make you feel good and uplift you. Again, as always, if you're feeling generous, make sure to give the podcast a rate and review. This really helps us stay relevant and shares the good vibes of this podcast to more people. I love you guys so, so much, and I will talk to you guys really soon. Bye.